Many blessings to you all and welcome to your journey in faith. Our text for reflection is Proverbs 28, the verses 12 to 18. Proverbs chapter 28, verse 12 to 18. When good people come to power, everybody celebrates. But when bad people rule, people stay in hiding. You will never succeed in life if you try to hide your sins. Confess them and give them up, then God will show mercy to you. Always obey the Lord and you will be happy. If you are stubborn, you will be ruined. Poor people are helpless against a wicked ruler. He is as dangerous as a growling lion or a prowling bear. A ruler without good sense will be a cruel tyrant. One who hates dishonesty will rule a long time. Someone guilty of murder is digging his own grave as fast as he can. Don't try to stop him. Be honest and you will be safe. If you are dishonest, you will suddenly fall. My theme for reflection is walking the path of integrity. Walking the path of integrity. Have you ever taken a shortcut that did not work out? Maybe you skipped part of a recipe and ended up with a kitchen disaster, or tried to take a quicker route and found yourself stuck in a traffic jam. Shortcuts often promise ease but lead to trouble. And Proverbs 28:12-18 reminds us of this truth in a spiritual sense. These verses contrast two parts, the way of righteousness and the way of wickedness, showing us that shortcuts to power, success, or freedom often lead to calamity. When the righteous triumph, there is great glory. But when the wicked rise, people hide themselves. This timeless truth resonates powerfully as we reflect on the 80th anniversary of the liberation of Auschwitz. History bears witness to the stark contrast between the leadership of a righteous figure like Nelson Mandela and the tyranny of Adolf Hitler's Nazi regime. Under Mandela's leadership, South Africa embarked on a journey of reconciliation and justice after decades of apartheid. Rather than seeking revenge, Mandela championed forgiveness and unity, creating a vision of hope for millions. His leadership illuminated what righteousness can achieve, as it uplifted the downtrodden, restored dignity, and brought life and glory to a broken nation. By contrast, Hitler's rule in Nazi Germany exemplifies the devastation wrought by the wicked. His rise to power plunged a nation into moral darkness, unleashing fear, hatred, and systemic atrocities. Under his leadership, millions perished, including 6 million Jews in the Holocaust, and countless others lived in terror, hiding in fear from a regime that sought to crush life and freedom. The liberation of Auschwitz reminds us of the unspeakable cost of unchecked evil and the urgent need for righteous leadership that values justice and humanity. The world is always watching, and the impact of leadership extends far beyond borders. When righteousness shines, it brings healing and hope. But when wickedness rises, it casts a long shadow over generations. Let us choose to live and lead in a way that brings life and glory, embodying the light of truth and justice in a world that desperately needs both. Proverbs goes on to remind us that true integrity begins with honesty before God. Whoever conceals his transgressions will not prosper, but he who confesses and forsakes them will obtain mercy. Charles Spurgeon once remarked, God will never cover what we are not willing to uncover. Consider King David. When he tried to hide his sin with Bathsheba, it nearly destroyed him. But when he confessed his sin in Psalm 51, God forgave and restored him. Unconfessed sin festers like an untreated wound. Confession is not about shame, but about healing. When we uncover our sins before God, we make room for His grace to cover us completely. These verses also warn against the dangers of hardened hearts. Blessed is the one who fears the Lord always, but whoever hardens his heart will fall into calamity. Have you ever hardened your heart to someone's advice, only to regret it later? I remember a friend who ignored repeated warnings about a shady business partner. He justified his actions until everything came crashing down. In spiritual matters, a hardened heart keeps us from hearing God's voice. It blinds us to the truth and leads us to calamity. Reverence for God keeps our hearts soft and open to His leading. Finally, the passage paints a vivid picture of leadership and its impact. Like a roaring lion or a charging bear is a wicked ruler over a poor people. A leader lacking wisdom or filled with greed wreaks havoc, not just on themselves but on everyone they influence. However, a leader who hates unjust gain fosters stability and peace. This is not just about presidents and kings. It is about all of us. In our workplaces, families, and communities, are we ruling with integrity, or are we taking selfish shortcuts? My dear friends, Proverbs 28:12-18 offers a call to integrity, honesty, and reverence for God. It warns us against the temptation to hide sin, harden our hearts, or misuse power. Instead, it invites us to trust in God's mercy, confess our shortcomings, and walk in the light of His wisdom. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, are there any shortcuts you have taken in life that you need to confess and bring before God? Number two, how can you cultivate a heart that remains soft and reverent towards God, even in difficult circumstances? Lord, thank you for the wisdom of your word. Forgive us for the times we have hidden sin, hardened our hearts, or acted without integrity. Help us to walk blamelessly, seeking your mercy and reflecting your righteousness. Teach us to lead in ways that bring life and not harm, and to confess our sins so we can experience your healing. In the name of Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.